All right, welcome everybody. I'm Brian Hart.
I'm Karen Holman.
And here we go with another episode of Cool Sheets.
Yay!
We don't have a lot of time this episode, so I'm going to go ahead and go first.
Bust it out.
My whole Cool Sheets is a theme, and maybe I've done this one other time, but it is the egg episode for me only. But we've talked about eggs a lot. So you talked about egg labeling and duck eggs. And Mark Green even talked the big green egg, which is a smoker device, but still an egg. And I've talked about Easter eggs in movies. So we've talked a lot about eggs. And this all spawned from an article I read on March 15, 2019. And it said, bad news for egg lovers. The higher egg and cholesterol consumption hikes up heart disease. No big thing. But then that actually reminded me of this video that I watched on Funny or Die many years ago, and it's Why Eating Healthy is Hard, the Time Travel Dietitian. And it's this video that's so hilarious, where it's this 50s couple eating, you know, fried eggs and steak and toast for breakfast, and this guy comes busting in from the future, and he's like, wait, don't eat those eggs, they're bad for you. And he's like, what? Yeah, they got cholesterol, blah, blah, blah. And then he leaves. Godspeed. And he goes out the laundry door again. And then he comes back like 5 seconds later. Wait, we were wrong about the eggs. Apparently, there's two kinds of cholesterol. There's good and bad, and the eggs are fine. Just don't eat the yolk. And then, Godspeed. And he leaves. And he goes, wait, turns out we don't really know what cholesterol is. But the steak, don't eat the steak. Comes back, wait, it's the bread. Don't eat the bread. We got to be like our paleo. We can't eat the bread. And it comes back again. It turns out it's just genetic, just exercise. Anyway, I love this video. So this kind of sets up my love for eggs and how I don't listen to all these articles. And this video also is a good reminder for that. So we're going to talk about more eggs, but definitely check out this video first.
Ah, that sounds awesome. I love stuff like that, like spoofs or, you know, where they just get clever. And
yeah, especially because it's so true.
Yes, exactly.
And eggs have been a big factor of like every other year.
Yeah.
There's new science and you can or can't eat eggs. And the fact that this one came out just in March in 2019 and was talking about the same thing 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, really? We're just back at the beginning.
Yes.
And now we're starting over. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Basically. I felt like I was kind of in a time machine. So anyway.
Awesome. Okay. My first cool sheet is an audiobook. And this audiobook is very serious, but oh my gosh, what I learned in this short amount of time, it's a very short audiobook. It's only about an hour and 20 minutes or so. And it is called Understanding Islam, A Listener's Guide. This was written and read by the author Houston Smith. I've actually done a cool sheet about him. He wrote a book, The Religions of the World. He was a premier expert on religions. And the story of Islam is just something I have read about it, but I've never really understood. I grapple a lot with it. And because I live in the United States, I'm constantly inundated with negative information and impressions. And I know that they're not all true. And so I wanted to understand it better. So I listened to this audiobook and it is wonderful. It gave me so much perspective. It told me things I was really surprised about, which I love. I love that. The common roots with both Judaism and Christianity that it shares, again, was a surprise. Maybe a lot of people know that, but I just don't know a lot about religions. So I learned so much. And I did want to give a disclaimer and tell people something, because the reviews of this book are very low. But all the comments talk about because of the speaker, because it is read by Houston Smith. He read this. It was recorded when he was quite old. So he speaks very slowly and it bothers people. Their comments are this should be re-recorded by a professional. And what I realized, because it actually bothered me at first too, I realized that it was like sitting on a park bench with an old wise man and he was telling me the deal. And his personality comes through, his passion for the subject, his deep knowledge of it comes through. And once you get over that, it's so wonderful. I loved it. Understanding Islam, read by Houston Smith.
That is cool. I like how you reframe your mindset. So now maybe more people can enjoy it that way.
That would be cool. Yes, this is the first time I've ever given a review on Amazon.com.
Oh, wow.
Because I was so dismayed at these comments.
Yeah, because a lot of people get turned off to the entire book and the learning experience.
Exactly.
Well, cool. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
My next cool sheet. So like I said, it's good, all about eggs because I don't listen to the diet advice and I'm just going to talk about eggs. So my first video, these are also a lot of videos this time. So this is by the Food Lab and it's a website. There's a video that begins with it that kind of gives you, if you just have 2 minutes, you can watch this video. But this is how to make the perfect hard-boiled egg, because I think that's one of the big things for people that do even love eggs, that they really, there's this whole world of how to make the perfect hard-boiled egg, how to peel it correctly. You can really go down the rabbit hole. And, you know, Serious Eats has been, and the Food Lab have both been cool sheets of mine. So I went there first and I knew that he's made hundreds and hundreds of different hard-boiled eggs. So he debunks a bunch of things like using a pressure cooker, oven method. He tries all these interesting methods that people say is the secret silver bullet. First of all, he says there is no silver bullet. You will have some eggs that are harder to peel and have these consequences. He goes, but the number one secret is to start with boiling water instead of putting it in cold water and then bringing it up to a boil. The way that the proteins work and cling to the shell versus just kind of hardening quickly when you're shock them into boiling water. He also says cold shock the eggs when you're done, at least for 15 minutes. So I think a lot of people put them under the faucet and rinse them with cold water, but they're not getting all the way cold. He even suggests putting them in the fridge overnight if you can do that. So he also talks about that also cures the dimple problem. So a lot of the eggs that have that kind of at the bottom, it gets flat. So definitely worth checking out. Like I said, if you want just a 2-minute video or if you just want the one tip, just put them in boiling water, not cold water, and then bring it to a boil. So that's the perfect way for hard-boiled eggs.
Awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. You know, I just hard-boiled eggs a couple days ago, and I did the warm-up method just because I don't like dropping eggs into boiling water because it splashes up.
Oh, yeah. I always use a little spoon, and that's what I need to do. And actually, you know what? I totally spaced. He has a method for steaming them in boiling water, and he said that was even actually the best way.
Oh,
and
I
so
like
definitely
it.
Check out that video because he talks about that, how to steam them. I can't believe I kind of blew it there.
Very cool. But hey, you got ahead a second chance right there. All right. My next cool sheet is a mini series. This mini series actually got me to subscribe to HBO. So that says something. Of course, I didn't know if I was going to like it when I subscribed, but you know, I got the 7-day trial. It's Chernobyl. All right. It's a 5-part miniseries. And maybe that's part of what attracted me to it, because I knew I could finish it in just 5 episodes. I'm not a big TV watcher, so it's hard for me sometimes. In any case, this, as you could guess, dramatizes the story of the 1986 nuclear accident. And it was done so well. So this is the thing, is I heard rave reviews about it from people I knew and trusted. And so I listened to the podcast about Chernobyl. So, of course, there's a podcast about everything. But I just listened to the first episode of that, where they are interviewing the writer and executive producer, Craig Mazin. He's done a lot of different stuff. And he described how he did it, his thought process, how long it took him to do it, and also his approach to the story. He said, of course, everyone knows it blew up. So I'm not going to tell a story that marches through how it then built up and then it blew up at the end. No. So he has it explode at the beginning because he's like, everyone knows that. And then he also said, everyone knows, or if you look into it at all, you immediately find out that one of the main guys who was part of it kills himself. And so he said, that happens at the beginning. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, just have everyone wait. And then the story arc just goes in this amazing way. And at the end, you are so excited and enthralled and surprised and engaged. Very well done. I will warn you, not for squeamish of heart. There's some scenes that are very difficult to watch. Chernobyl.
Yeah, that's cool. I've watched the first episode. That's the next show that Scott and I are going to start.
Yeah.
And we watched the first episode, and yeah, even just that first episode, and I could just tell it's going to get even more crazy from there. But yeah, really, really well done show.
Yes. Episode 3 or 4, I actually fast forwarded through a part.
Part of it. Yeah. I've heard it's gets pretty gruesome. All right. My next cool sheet is another ways to cook eggs. And in fact, this is what they say, every way to cook an egg. So 59 different methods. This is a video by Bon Appetit. So I'm going to list them, see if I can do this in a minute and 46 seconds and counting. So they go with the raw egg, the prairie oyster, the amber moon, sunny side up, olive oil fried egg, olive oil fried basted egg, olive oil fried steam egg, over easy, over medium, over hard, salt block fried egg, McMuffin egg, cracked and scrambled egg, low and slow scrambled egg, hot and fast scrambled egg, boiled egg, steamed whole egg, sous vide egg, pickled egg, poached egg, egg poached in tomato sauce, microwave scrambled egg, microwave poached egg, grilled in George Foreman egg, waffle iron egg, blowtorched egg, dinner style omelet egg, French omelet egg, souffle omelet egg, oh my gosh, cloud egg, I don't know what that is, steamed custard egg, coddled egg, shirred egg, air fried egg, deep fried egg, dehydrated egg, frittata egg, frozen egg, dishwasher egg, rice cooker egg, egg cooker egg, rolly cooked egg, oven cooked egg, cooked in broth egg, grilled egg, smoked egg, campfire cast iron egg, campfire foil pouch egg, campfire burned in coals egg, sauna cooked egg, engine cooked egg, solar oven egged. So those are all the methods that they use. And what I like about the videos, it's actually not even that long. Well, I mean, it is long. It's 26 minutes, but it is fast. Like, it just goes from one method to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And I actually haven't watched all of it because it is 26 minutes, but I love the style. I love the fact that it goes through so many different eggs. I'm sure they forgot some and people went crazy in the comments, but that's kind of fun about YouTube as well. But check out Every Way to Cook an Egg.
Holy smokes.
It was fun to say.
I think I know like 7 of those or something. That's awesome. All right. My next cool sheet. This is a podcast. And I did allude to this podcast in our previous episode. And this is called Bad Science. So this is so up my alley. So every week they choose a movie and then they pair up a comedian and a scientist and then they all discuss it. So there's people who, you know and love the movies. There's someone who knows all the science and then there's a jokester basically sometimes who has only, you know, seen part of it or whatever. So they really just sit around and talk. And so these episodes are about an hour and 20 minutes or something. You can tell they're not editing at all. They meander in all different directions. So, for example, very first one I ever listened to, of course, was Return of the Jedi. They do some Star Wars, but they also do a lot of other movies as well. They, you know, are going in and out at first of just what they think about Star Wars, but then they're like talking about lightsabers and they're like pet peeves about them and then how they could really happen. Then they're talking about globular clusters or something and, you know, some sciencey thing. And then they bring it back and then they're just way over and they're talking about bagels in New York City or whatever. So it really goes everywhere, but they do stay on point mostly. The Infinity War one was pretty fun. And then they also have ones like Ratatouille, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That one's pretty funny. They do a really good job getting the scientists. They're usually, because I think they're based in LA, they'll get people from Caltech or whatever. And some of these people have worked with movie executives and helped them with the science on some of them. So they're all really well-spoken, funny, knowledgeable, and it's just a really great podcast. I am digging it. I still have a lot more to listen to, but I love it so far. Bad Science.
Yeah, when you talked about that and I looked up the podcast, I was like, oh, I think I'll love this one too. Yeah. So I can't wait to dig in. Yeah. I haven't listened to any yet.
And I love their theme song. It's super dorky.
That's great.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, my next cool sheet is another way to prepare an egg. Instead of all the ways, I'm going to focus in on another specific way, and this is the perfect scrambled egg. So even more than hard-boiled eggs, I think I like scrambled eggs. Well, that's not true. I usually like fried eggs, and they're easy, and I cook those the most. But then I did watch this video about how to make scrambled eggs by Gordon Ramsay. So he teaches, and it's a French method of making scrambled eggs. So there's many different ways, and there's kind of the way we made them in the traditional United States, and this is different. So first of all, one big misnomer, do not salt your egg. Do not season your egg in the beginning because this makes it a little bit more watery and it breaks up. There's a chemical reaction when you add salt to a food item like that. So you don't, you just have the egg and you put it in a pan, and he uses like a saucepan, not a skillet, which is really cool. He doesn't use a whisk either, which is different than a lot of people. And he puts butter in it right away, and he uses a rubber spatula. So he's just using a spatula, and he's mixing it around and letting the butter mix in with the egg right away. And then this is really a cool thing that he does, is he takes it off the heat, because the pan's still, the bottom of the pan's hot, and you want to be really delicate with your eggs, and you're just mixing it, and you're treating it like a risotto almost. You're constantly stirring it, but you're being gentle. And it makes this, the curds are much smaller in this method versus the traditional United States way, where they're kind of these big crumbly bits, which is good in its own right. But I found that it makes this like really smooth, velvety texture. And then at the end, he adds some creme fraiche and some chives, and then he salts it and puts some pepper. And I've made these for groups of friends at movie club and just by myself. And every time I've made it, it's easy and it's wonderful. It's just so delicate and beautiful. So definitely check out this way to make perfect scrambled eggs.
Yum.
Side note, he burns his toast in the middle of the video and just laughs and throws it in the trash. And I loved seeing him not cut that out.
Yes.
Totally leave it in. The fact that Gordon Ramsay burns toast once in a while. It was so great. It was so wonderful.
That's awesome. I love it. Oh, I'm going to do that too. I just made scrambled eggs this morning for the first time forever. And
yeah, I think you'll love it too. It's so good. It's really easy. It does take a little bit more time, your maintenance, you know, to it, but it's so worth it.
Oh, yeah.
So worth it.
Okay. My next cool sheet. This is another one that stemmed from last week, and I kind of gave a hint that I might be doing this. And this is an article that harkens back to, I talked last week about this wrestling video. This article is called 50 Most Ridiculous Outfits in Wrestling History. I loved this for so many reasons. And I also have to say, I'm not a huge wrestling fan. I don't know if I've even ever watched it. And I didn't watch it when I was little or anything. But I think just seeing it from afar, it's always intrigued me. What I learned from this, I mean, I think I didn't realize how, I think you called it soap operas for adults or for adult guys or something. And so I just learned a lot from it. And it was just, it's so beautiful. I mean, I also love just vintage 80s, 90s stuff. And so I got to see a lot of that. And of course, the Shockmaster is in there. He's way up, number 6. He used to be Tugboat, so he's in there. But I think my favorites might be the Killer Bees, where it was supposedly a playoff of the Dolphins. Their defensive line was called the Killer Bees or something back then. And so there's this pair of guys, and they're like, all right, you're going to be the Killer Bees. But instead of doing the playing off of the football, they gave them these little Speedos essentially that are black and yellow striped, and their pictures are just, it just kills me. It's so funny. Another one is the Blue Meanie, and he was one of the first, I guess, who his whole persona was to make fun of the fact that there are personas. And so he just sort of tried to go off of that. And you can tell there's so many sub stories to all these things. And it's just so much fun. So again, this is an article about the 50 most ridiculous outfits in wrestling.
Sounds like you're turning into a wrestling fan here.
Well, maybe if I actually start watching it, then I can claim that. But
man, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right, my last cool sheet. This is a little bit of a cheat or whatever you want to call it, bonus. This is my super link. So I think I have 7 or 8 different cool sheets, but I just want to wrap them all in one and talk about all these other really cool egg videos I like. But they are all linked to one group, one YouTube channel, and that's Brother Green Eats, which was a former cool sheet of mine. It's these two brothers, I think the only guys that like eggs more than me, because they have 7 different egg videos that I could find just even easily, right up. They probably have way more than that. But they have 10 creative recipes using just an egg. They have 4 creative egg recipes using only 4 ingredients. Another video that's 10 creative ways to crack an egg on your food. Beginner's guide to cooking eggs every way. So they also claim about cooking them every way. And the most versatile ingredient in the world is one of their videos. Guess what it is? It's eggs. And then there's part 2, a beginner's guide to cooking eggs, poached, hard, and soft-boiled, and scrambled. They just have tons of resources, and I just wanted to link it all in one because it's kind of wraps up my whole egg theme, is that they also just love eggs. They're super versatile, and they show them in really unique ways, too, so different ways in Bon Appetit. And what's cool about all these videos is they're very different. They all have their own style and personality. They're worth watching. And if you like eggs certain ways and really weird ways, then these videos are for you. There's also another bonus is Thomas Keller on Masterclass, which was a former cool sheet. He also has like 3 or 4 different videos on how to prepare eggs for hollandaise sauce and his version of scrambled eggs, which I actually liked Gordon's better. And that's saying a lot because Thomas Keller is amazing. But that's a subscription model. So all these other videos are free. So check out Brothers Green Eats Eggs episodes.
That's awesome. That reminds me, I have not had a soft-boiled egg in forever. I remember my dad making me those when I was little.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things that I think intimidates people to get it right and everything right. Like this, but the science is so good right now. Mm-hmm. In my very first video with the perfect hard-boiled egg, mm-hmm. Kenji Lopez-Alt also talks about here's the times for nice. The eggs and here's what they look like. And also, actually, I didn't even think about this, but Chef Steps has a whole egg timer, and they're sous vide, of course, eggs, but they have excellent resource. So that's like your bonus egg resource that I'll also put on our website. So check out that as well.
But awesome. Okay. My last cool sheet. This is a local photography studio. And I have gotten, I think at this point, maybe 4 or 5 photo shoots with Benjamin Ma. So Ben Ma Photo is amazing, and his eye is exquisite. His equipment matches it, and the things that he captures, he is so good at it. So I know that he started out actually as a videographer and then eventually got into photography, and then I think realized he was so good at it, and everyone was like, oh my God, you're amazing. So really got into that. He is excellent at live concerts. You will see him at so many concerts every weekend and non-weekends getting shots. And he captures them unlike very few. There are very few photographers who can do what he does. He is outstanding at portraits. I hadn't seen as many portraits until I delved in further to things he has done, but he is amazing at that. And then, of course, his niche here in Salem is roller derby. The photos he captures there are, again, it's kind of like concert. I think he's so good at capturing movement, and he's just at derby bouts all the time as well. He focuses on, no pun intended, on black and white, but he is also outstanding when there is color in there. But there is something about the depth and the contrast of what he has done. So I think I really appreciated it recently. So he did all the photos for City of Pieces, our record. He has his photo on the back. And in looking through all those photos, they were so different in different rooms, but he still has the same feeling to it. That's just so, it's so hard to explain. You just have to look at it. So his website has a whole slew of photos you can look at. Ben Ma Photo.
Yeah, wow. How have you not talked about Ben Mo?
I know.
He's and such a great guy, super nice.
Oh, the best, yes.
He's just so great. He does all the photos for TEDx Salem.
Yeah.
And yeah, Derby. And Derby is not an easy gig to do photos for. That is fast-moving action.
Yes.
And he pulls off just the amazing photos from it. And yeah, and his, yeah, the stuff at music venues, just incredible.
Yeah.
And it's cool because he is so nice. That makes it so much even better.
I know.
Great. Cool. All right. Well, thanks, everybody.